Rav Hirsch has a beautiful piece on the ideas of tzedakah and mishpat. The idea of, we'll translate for now, tzedakah as righteousness, charity, though he's going to not define it that way. Mishpat, of course, is justice, which comes from a pasuk when Hashem tells, after the three visitors leave Avram, and Hashem says, I can't not tell him about Sodom, the destruction of Sodom. He is, after all, the Av Hamon Goyim. And Hashem tells Avram, I'm going to destroy the city. They're ra. They're terrible people and it needs to go. But the language that Hashem uses, why is it that I need to tell Avram ki yidati? Because I know about Avram, who will be mitzaves, bonovies, beso acharov, who's going to be an instructor, who's going to be a teacher. He's going to instruct his family after him. Vishamru derech Hashem. They will guard or keep the derech Hashem, the way of Hashem. La asos tzedaka umishpat. To do tzedakah and mishpat. That's what they're going to do. And our first notes here, that the order of tzedakah and mishpat are reversed here from what they are almost everywhere else in Tanakh. Let's first discuss, as he understands, the two concepts, mishpat and tzedakah. Mishpat is justice. Mishpat is not adding anything, simply making sure that everybody has what's rightfully theirs. So for example, if a person steals, person A steals from person B, and a judge forces the thief to return the object, that's mishpat. It's not yours. You're holding on to something which belongs to someone. I'm going to make you pay. If a person rents a room from someone and doesn't pay, and the judge then makes him pay up, or he damages, he breaks his window, and we make him pay, that's mishpat. By rights, the person who's lost their money, in this case, has the right to demand mishpat. Somebody has to make me whole. You have something of mine. You damage something of mine. You have to pay up. That is, doesn't add, it doesn't expand. It's simply making sure that everything is in the right place. Tzedakah, as Rav Hirsch understands it, is not charity. Tzedakah is the act of benevolence from one person to another, but which is to be expected because Hashem demands it of us to be benevolent. Very fascinating concept. It's that when a person reaches out their hand and says, please help me, I need charity, I'm needy, I have a need, help me. He has no right to expect the other person in a pure legal term, I don't owe you anything, I didn't break your goods, I didn't steal from you, I didn't take anything of you. Why should I give you what's mine? Mishpat says, if I owe it to you, I have to pay it. So tzedakah is the Jewish concept that says that when the poor person sticks out his hand, he has a right to expect, because Hashem says to us, you be kind. So that it's an act of benevolence that is commanded of us, and that the recipient has the right to expect. There's an expectation in the world, in the Jewish world at least, that people will be kind. If a person comes, I need a loan, and it has to be interest-free. Tzedakah says, give him what he needs. Hashem demands it of us to do such a thing. That's why we always find, almost always, in the Psukim in Tanakh, Mishpat comes first. Mishpat utzdaka. Because there has to be Mishpat first. There has to be a baseline of, first you do it, you put everything in order the way that it's supposed to be, and then you could do above and beyond that, you could be benevolent, because that's what Hashem expects us to do. That's how He wants us to act. You can't have tzedakah first, because what I'm going to do, tzedakah with stolen goods? I'm going to give you a loan with money that I stole from someone else? First, there has to be mishpat. Then we could do tzedakah. And if you Google the words, 25, 30 psukim in Tanakh always put mishpat first. Mishpat utzdaka. There are two or three which put tzedakah first, which we're, of course, most familiar with, because Chazal in the bracha, ohev tzedako mishpat, we're familiar with that. It happens to be, Hashem is referred to as one who, Hashem is an ohev tzedako mishpat, putting tzedakah first, and that's the one that we're most familiar with. But whenever Hashem demands it of us, almost all the psukim in Tanakh put mishpat first. First you have to have justice. It's got to be right. Everyone has to have what's theirs. And then He can ask of us to do more than that. But here, Avram, why is he the one who's told about the destruction of stone? Because he's going to teach us la'asos tzedako mishpat, for putting the word tzedakah first. Why here specifically is tzedakah first? So first is a magnificent thing, because we're contrasting it with the destruction of Sodom. You can have a society who creates their own mishpat. And mishpat can be created outside of the concept of tzedakah, meaning we can make up rules that are terrible rules. And they could be mishpat. We can make up a rule, there are no beggars allowed in our town, like they did in Sodom. We can make up a rule, you're not allowed to have a guest. There's mishpat, there's din, there's judgment. There could be an entire concept of rules But if the rules are corrupted themselves, as Chazal used this, shalcha, shalcha, v'shali, shali. What's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. Never the two shall mix. You can have a concept of mishpat that's completely cut off from any sense of tzedakah, which is what Sodom did. You can have societies that create mishpat. They created a man-made mishpat, totally corrupt. And so here, where there's such a concept, Hashem says to Avram, this, even though in general, first you have to have mishpat, then tzedakah, to Avram, what he's going to do, he's going to teach his children, us, to do tzedakah mishpat. You can't have a concept of mishpat without tzedakah. Sodom did it. They created a pure mishpat, and they made it up on their own, and it was terrible. He's going to give us the legacy of Avram Avinu to be lovers of tzedakah u'mishpat. In that everything that we do is benevolent, it's directed, it's to be expected. Those in need can expect that we're going to help them out. That's the concept of tzedakah, and that's the society that Avram built, specifically here in contrast to Sodom, which was a society of mishpat, which was not done in such a benevolent kind of way.